Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another riveting episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. I'm Katya, and I'm just waiting for my co-hostess, Trixie Mattel, to untangle herself. She seems to have gotten tangled up down there. She seems to have,
We are episode, what, 60 or something, of The Bald and the Beautiful?
No. Probably like 50.
50?
51? Could be 51. Because it's been a year.
51, 50.
No, is it? I honestly have no idea.
Have you ever been 5150?
I think that's when you get clotheslined, right?
No, oh. I think that's when they can body snatch you without you signing your own, like, help me, my mental health.
I keep asking them, can someone please come?
Can I get 5150s? Yes. I would love 5150s.
5150s, yeah.
I gotta just address the elephant in the room.
Do it.
I love my Christmas present.
Oh my God. Okay. The Hyundai Elantra that I bought, the 2014 Hyundai.
I do think Eden stopped by to pick them up to exchange them.
They have been refunded. Yes.
Oh, great.
They have been refunded. I'm just waiting for the correct size.
Katya got me the most beautiful Gucci sneakers. They're black. They're beautiful. I love them. And then it's a great, like, deep, dark, rich color, blue
deep,
cardigan.
Rich color. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was black, but
I thought
blue.
It was too until I put on black jeans and went,
no.
A lie detector test determined that was a lie. Yeah.
Do you like it though?
Love it.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Love it.
I'm glad. I like Christmas, but now that I have a little bit of money, I have a little bit of wiggle room in terms of, like, you know, stuff. I like buying people stuff, especially if they're easy and say, hey, by the way, this is what I would love for a Christmas present. I don't have to do a lot of guesswork or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, that's what I tried to do with you, and you won't tell me anything.
No, I don't. I honestly don't want anything. And it's not like a passive aggressive, like none of that. No, none of that.
Not like how I would play it. Which is to say, I don't want anything so I can complain later that I didn't get anything.
Please. I thought about sending you something. I can't remember what it was, but I got myself so many things at the fucking Rose Bowl flea market. Have you ever been there?
I went with Andrew once. We went doll hunting. I found some great dolls there.
That fucking Rose Bowl. She skeeted in my face.
Who would play her?
Rose Nylund.
And Bowl.
Sally Bowles.
Sally Bowles.
Yeah. No, it was so good. Mama left at the house around 6, got there 6:30 a.m. You have to. Which I think is crazy.
I know, Andrew.
That's crazy.
When I agreed to go, you know I drink. Yeah. And it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's like Saturday, yeah, 2 a.m. And I'm like, ugh, I'm like blackout. And I'm like, the Rose Bowl tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Andrew, you know,
serious, and he's
Andrew
serious
picks
about
me
it
up with his hair modeling in his car. And it's like, we're gonna need to be there by 8. I'm like, ugh. Same thing when Andrew and I have gone to the doll shows. There's doll, like mini doll sale conventions,
yeah, at
motels,
yeah,
that we go to. And it'll be like 8 in the morning.
Why that early? I don't get it. Rose Bowl, people were set up already by 6 a.m.
Because old people get up early. Old
but people. Was it just old though?
And I was think it just that I, old? What's funny is by drag queen standards, I'm an early riser because I naturally, yeah, get up before 9.
Yep.
But yeah, I know, yeah, that to normal people, that ain't shit.
No, that's sleeping way in.
I know.
Yeah.
Vanderpump was like, I can't sleep longer than 5:30.
Well, she's also 80. 82.
She's not 80. But I also think your clock changes as you get older for real.
Yes. Yeah. My grandmother, towards the end, she never even really went to bed. She had one foot on the ground and she put her head technically on the pillow just to make, you know, it's like, I'm sleeping, my head's on the pillow. But she had one foot out the bed.
She did a bad impersonation, like,
yes, long nightcap. Yeah. But she hardly slept, maybe 4 hours a night. Crazy. But, you know.
I gooned on David's Christmas present this year.
He
did the right thing, which is tell me exactly what to buy him. And I bought him this stunning black embossed Gucci duffel.
That's like stuff this is big. So expensive.
It is.
It's so expensive.
But David's bougie. And that's why he's hard to shop for, because if, yeah, he wants something, he just buys it for himself.
That's me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, don't you dare give me something I don't want.
Because I'll tell you.
Yeah, I can't fake stuff like that.
I know. David on the phone was like, well, David said, send me some of the toys you have in your favorites on eBay, because he knows I'm always on looking at toys.
Sure.
He goes, because I'm afraid my present's not good enough. I said, oh, well, babe, if it's not, I'll tell you. Don't worry, I'll tell you. You know I'll tell, yeah, you.
Somebody got me something. What was it? I think I was like, what the fuck was it? I can't remember. And I was like, and I think I just tried to change the subject. I can't remember what it was, but it was just like not something I particularly would want for myself. And
not something I would particularly, yeah, pick out for myself. Yeah. You know what I did this year? This year I made things real easy. I got that RuPaul ornament. I got a dozen.
Yeah.
And I gave, that was my professional gift.
You went to Pete?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it.
Every manager, I'm like, here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one.
I cannot believe the real tragedy of this Christmas season was, of course, the fact that we don't have Trixie and Katya ornaments. How is that not possible? How is that possible?
Next year.
Yes, but...
Would you guys buy Christmas ornaments from us?
Of course they would.
Yeah.
Yes, they would. Of course they would.
Well, we got a lot of stuff. Salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, that's right.
Those are going to be hot.
Salt and pepper shakers.
We got a lot of cool stuff coming out.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of merch coming down the pipeline.
I found that deep in my capitalist soul, for me to get you excited about merch, it has to be really cool.
Yeah. And I don't know, at this point, I don't know what advent calendar.
But here's what I know.
Oh.
People like us.
Yeah.
And they want to have a thing of us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we're not door-to-door Jehovah's Witnesses.
We're actually
providing a service because, yeah, they want a tchotchke. They want an item.
Yeah. And I like that. And I support that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's wonderful. I don't love shitty stuff. Like, I don't love to like make something that's going to have like huge, you know, green, what do you call that? The carbon footprint that's going to be like churning just a bunch of junk into the atmosphere, you know?
You don't taste that shit.
So, but anyway, I just want it to be good.
Well, that's why I send flowers.
Oh, see, you and I differ greatly on this.
If I gave you this,
yeah.
Well, this is a candle, I guess. That's not a good, because that's disposable as well. If I gave you this.
I love a pillow.
But you either need to have it forever or you have to do that thing someday like on Hoarders where you're like, well, I feel like if I throw it away, I'm saying fuck you to my friend.
Well, I love saying fuck you to my friend.
I've been watching a lot of Hoarders.
Have you really?
Yes.
Gooning, animal Hoarders.
Gooning. Animal Hoarders. No.
But that's fucking crazy.
Well, because you know, I did Wife Swap and I got like halfway, to be honest, I loved Wife Swap, but by season 5, it's just so cyclical.
That's a lot of swapping.
It's so formulaic.
Yeah. Yeah. How many wives can you swap? They need to get into sultans and polygamists, because then it's a whole like Red Rover sends your army of wives right over.
How about abducting? Wife abducting swaps.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to text a friend because the Jinx and De La show is canceled tonight.
COVID. COVID strikes again.
Yes, as we film this, I was supposed to go see Jinx and Dela's Holiday Spectacular tonight, and they had a COVID exposure, so the show is canceled. Poor things.
Fucking hell. So you can get COVID without, this is ignorant, you can get COVID without having been vaxxed, you can still get COVID.
Yes.
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 Okay.
The symptoms are typically much more mild.
Gotcha. Okay. I was sick, very, very sick this week. I'm still a little bit sick. Not COVID. Mm-hmm. Not COVID. Had several tests. But I got to tell you, being sick is not what they tell you.
It's not it.
It's not it. It's not fun. You watch the movies, they get to stay home, play with their breasts all day, don't go to school. That's porn.
What movie?
That's porn. Okay. Sorry.
I'm like, what movie? Oh, by the way, did you change shirts?
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We changed locations.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. And we're back.
And we're back.
Dramatic costume change.
What a lovely holiday sparkle you've got there, honey.
Thank you. Tammy Brown sends me one every year. This
That's
is from
so nice.
2 years ago.
Holiday sparkle. Catch you a piece.
Have you seen Tammy Brown's holiday special?
I don't think so.
It has some great tracks. One of them is, I want to live in a gingerbread house. I want to live in a gingerbread house. Yeah.
What else? What else? Any other good tunes?
It's all Christmas songs, and it's Tammy singing, and she has celebrity guests that she gives them the gift, and they unwrap it on camera.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
And Kelly Mantle's in it, playing Sheila.
Kelly Mantle is...
At this point, Kelly
Oscar.
Mantle is playing Tammy's manager so convincingly that I think she is.
Yeah, she might as well be at this point. Yeah. I saw Dina Martinez Christmas special a little while ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Did you live?
Yeah. She's really something else.
I know.
She's something special. Talk about holiday sparkle.
Yeah. She's one of the best performers. Like laughing, like my middle hurts.
Yeah. Her Wigstock performance
with the baby.
From 1 year. No, the where she so there's, I think it's from the documentary Wig, the documentary.
Oh, The Rose.
Yes. So Dina Martina, she comes on, she's they announce her, she comes on and she says that she's gonna sing a song, a single that's from her upcoming album. And it's called, what is it called? Something of the thyroid. It's and then she does ding ding. It's The Rose. Like, some say love becomes the rose.
Yeah.
It's the shortest fucking, it's so great. It's so funny.
And cheat the system. I think that in most drag contracts, like when I work in nightclubs, I think that my numbers had to be 3 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think a lot of them you have to do 3 minutes.
Okay.
There's a weird thing in drag contracts where you are being paid to, basically the verbiage is, you're being paid to do the act that you are famous for.
Oh, okay.
So like, you couldn't get booked at a bar, most contracts, uh-huh. and wear completely different makeup and do completely different type of music, okay, and like do a different character.
Sure. I think, I feel like this is all kind of like common sense. Yeah. But she really did. Where's it called? Something of the Thyroid. Anyways, it was just so great. It was probably about 8 seconds, 12 seconds.
The song is supposed to be, some say love, it is a river. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So she just did the first line going into the last line.
And it's just so perfect. It's so great. And she looked like a fucking beast.
She never breaks character.
That's scary to me. There's
a few Drag Race queens like that where they never break character.
Yeah, that's scary to me. Because I'm never in character. Like, I can't ever get into character. I have the opposite problem.
You don't feel
problem.
Different in drag?
Like, I do. No, not really. I mean, I did a character, but it was only on stage. I could never be in character backstage. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't do that. I just felt crazy.
Do you think I'm a different person in drag?
No.
I think I am.
Do you?
I feel like a completely different person.
Well, you look like a different person. You know? But I don't think, yeah. But I mean, you know.
But then like again, I'm used to talking to you and we talk this, you know.
Yeah. But she's, I would imagine, do you know what her name out of drag is?
Grady.
I imagine that they're very two different people.
They are. He's so nice.
Yeah.
Full head of hair. Thick, lush head of hair.
Seriously?
He has dark, thick, gorgeous, curly hair.
I imagine him just baldy.
Girl, I'm so sick of it.
Bald as the day is long. Bald eagles.
I don't mind being bald most of the time, but lately I'm just sick of the same haircut in a way.
Yeah, I was like, you know, being friends with Andrew Young, not the presidential candidate, but my friend, the doll maker, is tough because he has a hair story. He's got an epic saga of just having hair.
Epic vistas.
It's big, sweeping, heavy, natural vistas, yeah. And it's tough because I'm like, okay, I don't dislike being bald. It's quite simpler, but sometimes I do wish that I had some kind of hair situation happening.
Well, Bob just got a unit installed. Did you see that?
I saw that. I love that. I mean, for a man of color,
mm-hmm. It's a great option because that texture is so.
Is it just a cap?
I think that
it's
awesome. Shaved to the skin.
Yeah.
And then I believe that the hair is laid down like by hand.
That's incredible.
Yes. It's pretty lit. He looks good.
Yeah, I just love a piece. I want to get it. Oh, that's what I was like. I think that's what I was going to ask you for Christmas, but I'm going to do a little research on my own because I need to get in the thick of it.
I did my own research. The COVID people. I did my own research.
Oh, God.
The people won't get vaccinated because they did their own research. Is COVID going to be forever?
And just like that, Big died. I talked to my sister over Thanksgiving. She's a virologist. She does viruses.
Studies viral videos.
Yeah. She's a public health, she's a master public health veterinarian, but she works in like basically, you know, diseases and stuff. And she said, absolutely, COVID's here for the rest of our life. Yeah. She said, get used to it. It's not going anywhere. So, but the silver lining is, and just like that, Big died.
Is this from Sex and the City?
Sex and the City. So in Just Like That, a new chapter of Sex and the City. Okay. I watched all of Sex and the City. It's not great. It's problematic, but it's, I don't know. It was fun. It had a moment. It had its moment on TV and on HBO in the early 2000s or something. And let me tell you, this garbage horse shit fest of a bonanza.
Yeah.
That is the new season and Just Like That without Kim Cattrall. It is so rotten.
It is?
It is so rotten.
Do you think that Sex and the City people though are so into it that they don't care?
I don't know because I can't watch it. And I was really looking forward to it. I was like way more excited for it than I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like no reason to be that excited about it. This, you know, considering the stuff I like. But I watched it and I was like, oh my God. Mary. It's just manure.
Because the Will and Grace reboot was so good.
Was it really?
It was the same characters, a little older. And then, you know, in the first episode they explain divorces, why they're single, you know, and it was great. It's the same characters, but transplanted to today's things.
Yeah.
Like they made Karen Walker a Trump supporter. Makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They make, you know, seeing Grace as a divorced woman is kind of interesting.
Okay.
She's vulnerable in a new way.
Maybe then that's a good blueprint because this series is like they had the girls frozen in time. Like they were frozen in the 90s or the late 90s or whatever and woke up in 2021 and we're like,
is it like what's a
phone?
What's
all this NB? What's all this tran? what's all this woke? What's all this Instagram? I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? And they're like old, they're older in their 50s, in, you know, approaching 60.
The age of the women who are supposed to be watching that, not gay men, the age of the women, they do feel that way, I think, probably.
But they also didn't wake up like frozen in time. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't happen overnight, you know? And of course, they're just going down the list, checking every box of like, okay, non-binary, trans, people, like all of these like checklists, these diversity checklists. And you're like, this is brutal.
Sometimes in helping, we hurt.
Exactly. I was like, what? This is some really, really clunky, funky, just bad shit. And also, spoiler alert, one of the Carrie's like fairy tale husband dies on the Peloton. And this, on the bike, on the end of the first episode. And she literally says, and just like that, Big died. And I couldn't stop howling in laughter because it was so heavy handed and so overwrought and so melodramatic. And then he's like slumped over in their giant, you know, apartment and like looking all glassy eyed. And she comes home and stares at him. Doesn't call the ambulance at all.
Wow.
She just looks at him and then she goes into the shower with her satin Manolo Blahniks and just like cries over his dying body. It's so weird. It's so weird. It's so weird.
Is Big her husband?
Yes. Mr. Big.
And they've been married this whole time?
Yeah. Since the movies.
But this is the thing. This is so that she can be single. It's a storytelling device. So she can be single again. It's for that divorced or women who are widowed. That's me. I see me.
It's so grim though. I mean, it's like, I guess the whole happily ever after thing wouldn't play out very well for a new series. Cause who wants to watch her learn how to cook? Nobody. But you know, it's just, I don't know. It's so weird. And then one of the main characters.
Did you think it was going to be good? Also, when you and other gay men watch it, do you think that you're the target audience?
Yeah.
Because you're not, right?
Well, I've never seen it. I think we are. Like older gay men like me and then, you know, women, Cosmo drinking.
But that's who I think it's for.
I know. It's so weird.
It's like the fun aunt. Like, yeah, that's who it's for.
But that's who I am.
The weird uncle? Yeah. Not the fun aunt.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, it's fucking rotten. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so unforgivably bad. But, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker looks great.
Those women being beautiful was never an issue.
No.
They're all gorgeous.
No, she looks great.
I have moved on in my TV journey from Wife Swap, and then I jumped ship to Hoarders.
Okay.
Which is fine. I'll probably burn that. Well, I'm watching Reno 911 from the beginning still. So fucking good.
I am going to watch that too. I made a note of that the other day. I was like, I'm going to watch that from the beginning because I haven't seen hardly any of it. And they're all so funny.
Season 1, episode 1, the pilot. You're like, how's this a pilot? It's amazing.
Really?
There's no finding your footing. They just know who they are. Well, Niecy Nash.
Yeah. And Wendy McClendon. Yeah. Wendy McClendon Covey. I'm so obsessed with her. She's so funny.
She's so hot in the show.
Yeah.
Because she just has, it's just tits. Big blonde hair. Makeup.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I've been a big fan of those people since they did The State, which was like so long ago. And, but that's probably why the show works so well right off the bat, because they've been working together forever. Wow. Most of those guys.
It's really good. I'm in season 3 now. And then I'm watching Hoarders again, which is fun, but I've noticed with Hoarders,
we got Dirty Diana outside.
The older people who hoard, it's harder to break them of their habits.
I would imagine.
And I guess I don't understand. Like, you ask for the show Hoarders to come help you unhoard, and then you resist the whole time.
I know. I don't get that.
And sometimes it's like, well, if you don't get this hoard cleaned up, the city is literally taking your house the week after we leave.
Right.
And they'll fight it the whole time. And it's like, I know you like your shit, but your house is going to be taken away from you.
Right. And that's where all the magic happens, ostensibly.
And we're talking, it's not like we have a lot of stuff. These people don't have beds. These people lay down in garbage and go to sleep. They just get on the garbage hoard and just,
I mean, guilty. And just like that, Big died.
It's just really like, I don't know. It's sort of like Kitchen Nightmares, which is another show I love. I love Gordon Ramsay programs.
You love seeing people at their worst, don't you?
But there's a story they always improve.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
Yeah.
Kitchen Nightmares, they'll ask Gordon Ramsay for help with their failing restaurant, and then they'll fight him the whole time.
Damn.
What if he knows what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Listen to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he does. I mean,
obviously his job is to show up and yell at you.
Yell at you, yeah.
But listen.
Yeah, isn't there, I mean, I'm sure they want a success story there too. They want you to do better. They want you to improve.
Well, yeah the show's not satisfying if they go help people and nothing changes.
Right.
It's God like a I'm shooting a renovation show right now. And you have to show what it was like before you started swinging the hammer.
Right.
So that those reveals are
stunning. Are what part of the process are you in right now? Like, how far along are you?
Grieving. No. just one of the back. Stages of grieving. we are in the stage of, I would say there's six rooms and a seventh room that's a honeymoon suite. Uh-huh. And then there's a whole bar and the pool. I would say if we're talking just reno, 30% through.
That's it.
I would say if we're talking filming, we're probably 40%, 50% through the filming.
Wow. This is a long project.
It is.
I've been doing this for quite a bit
months.
Of time.
Yeah. Because you have to shoot me in drag shooting every room. Here's this room. Here's this room. Here's this room. Yeah. And then all the celebrity guests. Every episode has multiple celebrity guests.
Damn.
Doing DIY. So famous people coming and me being like, thanks for coming, so-and-so. Today, we're going to reupholster this couch.
No way.
Yes.
Incredible.
I don't want to give away too much, but we are truly, all my celebrity friends are getting in full hair and makeup, and then they realize this isn't a joke.
It's a job.
We're actually renovating.
It's a job.
And they kill the cameras, and they put on a time lapse. I'm standing there painting walls for 6-7 hours sometimes.
In drag?
Out of drag.
Out of drag, okay.
But sometimes in drag.
Wow.
A celebrity and I, literally in wigs, painting murals on walls.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I've been reupholstering furniture myself.
In your free time?
Yes. I love it.
Do you?
It's a second chance.
Which is, for some of us, the only second chance we might get.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Can I tell you something?
Please. What? Wait.
Even days like today, mm-hmm. where we have been filming together a lot yesterday, and I'm a little fatigued, I love doing this with you.
You're a liar. You never lied so much in your whole life, you bitch.
I don't know could you imagine if we never worked together, what we would be doing? What do you, if you and I never did, never worked together?
I don't know.
If we were just casual friends the way you and I are casual friends with a lot of people from Drag Race,
yeah.
What would you be doing with all that extra time?
Well, I don't know, because I mean, if you think about it now, all I do lately is stuff with you. I don't think I do anything on my own because I'm in this retirement phase.
It's the commitment to me that keeps you showing up at all.
Honestly, that is really if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't really inhabit this plane very much at all.
You know what I think you would do?
What?
I know you struggle with the motivation to write.
No, I probably would. I probably would write if I didn't have. Well,
have you thought about doing fiction?
Well, yes, I would love to take a course on it though, because I'd have to do
a horror story, a ghost book.
I'd have to do I was looking up classes the other day, because you have to have deadlines, obviously, in order to do anything. You're not going to just me.
I was going to say, even then, sometimes we have deadlines and then we just don't do anything about it.
Well, certain things need to get written at other,
Well, deadlines do serve a purpose because especially when you're attaching a deadline to an artistic project, with artistry, you can fuck with it, shape it forever. It's never done.
Forever. Yeah.
Usually what makes me dumb with something is it has fatigued me and I go, I just can't look at it anymore.
Absolutely. Or it's time's up. You're just moving on.
When you have a photo shoot, do you like to choose your own selects?
Absolutely. And I can go so quickly.
I make other people do it.
You do?
I do.
Interesting. Why?
Because
you think you have not a very good objective sense of what you look like.
I think I look, I don't know.
You think you look 100% in every picture?
I don't trust anyone to do it.
Okay.
But Brandon, Jess, who runs my socials, I'll be like, can you just pick the best one? Because I trust them.
Absolutely.
I'm not asking Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I hate that the fact that with photos, I mean, with my face, 10 degrees in any direction away from the light, dog.
No, not dog, but big difference.
Big difference. Huge difference.
We just had to pick the cover for a project.
And it's tough. But
the one you picked?
Oh, yeah.
Your face looks great.
Face looks fantastic. But so out of 30 photographs, right? Because I still don't know how to model. But 30 photographs, you'll have a whole range of, I realize I have three poses. I have mouth open, mouth closed, mouth partway open.
Which is,
so we go. But literally, it's like,
and then tongue out. I've seen tongue out.
Tongue out. But that's a crutch.
Eyes rolled back.
Yeah, that's the crutch. That's always looks fun. But we're talking about beauty. It's like it's difficult. But so yeah, I mean, you look. You just got to get the lighting right. I mean, because the shapes are all there. It's, I mean, it's pretty hard to fuck that up if you look good.
Which is why all my favorite photographers, they do beauty light, and then my face does the work.
Yep.
Because you can't even tell if my eyes are on.
I was just going to say, that's a real big one. Because I really recently discovered a lazy eye, and I have a tendency.
You have a cross eye too.
I do. Yeah. I do. It pops out like, hold on. In boy, like selfies, I'll notice, oh shit. Like one eye always is like half open and then kind of migrating. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I've made peace with it.
A lot of people are slightly cross-eyed.
Most people are.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
You know, when I had to get an MRI for my brain because I thought I was dying, they found a 3 millimeter growth on my pituitary gland in my brain. But they told me that an estimated 10% of people have a growth in their pituitary gland, and anything under 5 millimeters is considered like,
just
who cares?
Snacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a real.
People got all kinds of weird stuff in their bodies.
Yeah. That's what they said about my water-filled cyst in my scrotum.
Did you have a water-filled cyst in the scrotum?
Did.
That's your bladder, honey. You pee.
No. It was the third ball that I discovered while palpating my testes at a young age.
Work.
And so I went and got an ultrasound. They're like, yeah, it's fine. A lot of people have these. We don't need to, because cutting through the sack and getting that shit out there, that's real tough.
Yeah, they said even the best fall down sometimes.
Third ball.
It's about to be Crimba.
Crimba? Yeah.
Happy Honda days.
Happy Honda.
Mary Chrysler, happy Honda days.
Ernie Bach Jr. is coming to town. I can't wait. I love Christmas.
I love it. Are you going to see the Familia?
No. No, we did. We already did that. Thanksgiving.
You're like, we've done it like 38 times.
Yeah. We did it. Thanksgiving was lovely. It was fabulous. I think I'm going to send everybody some scratchers.
Oh.
Some scratchers.
Go white trash with it.
Yeah. Do you think that is okay or no?
I think it's absolutely fine.
You think I should just send
it's the
money?
Thought that counts. It's even to write a card.
Right.
It's
yeah.
A huge everything.
Yeah. I think that's it. And I don't want to send it. I was like, I'm not going to send just a card. I'm going to send a card with some money in it, something of interest. You know what I mean? Some kind of activity. Yeah. Polaroids of Federica Bimmel.
I'm not kidding. I sell Polaroids every Christmas and they go in a minute.
Okay. But Polaroids of what?
50 or 60 original Polaroids of me. I put them in a Christmas card. They go in a minute.
Oh, that's fab.
And that way you're giving a gift with a real original, like,
yeah, that's cool.
Because you can print pictures as Polaroids, but these are real original Polaroids. And
you're
the only one who has it.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool.
Polaroids are fun.
They are fun.
Cameras can be fun.
Yeah, taking pictures is a blast.
Taking pictures is fun. And then I'm good. I have to bank a bunch of YouTube stuff over the next like week so I can try to relax.
Yes. Now, what does it look like you relaxing? I'm so curious to know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm still
you have to get
running.
Taped to the wall.
As a woman who ran 1,006 miles
yeah.
Last year.
I want to know how many steps I took. It was probably close to 1,000.
3, 4.
I'm on the beat. I walk.
Yeah.
I walk.
You're on the beat?
Yeah.
I just kept.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
How did you do
last
that?
Last July, I ran 174 miles.
In the month?
In the month of July. Isn't that crazy?
What does that average out to be like?
My longest distance at once last year was 26.1.
174, you said?
Yeah. I also got on the scale at the gym. I haven't been on the scale in a year and a half. I lost 17 pounds.
Mary, that's 5 miles a day. Every single day.
Uh-huh.
An average.
Well, because sometimes on the weekends I would run 15, 20.
That's crazy. That's a lot of running.
Although, because I got sick for a month and a half, I'm starting to run again, and I'm having to go back to Improv 1.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 5 or 6 miles right now is hard again.
That's tricky. I probably couldn't do a quarter mile.
But yeah, you could.
By choice. I could, but it would be tough.
Your body responds to everything gradually.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't leave your house and start sprinting,
yeah,
you can do it. I always thought I was bad at running. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how. You have to start very slow.
Very slow.
You have to basically walk for a few minutes and then kind of walk fast and then stretch as you go. And then once you've worked up to a run, your body can support it.
Okay. What kind of shoes you got there?
I run the Hokas.
The Hokas.
Worn by marathon runners and DJs, actually.
Oh.
Because DJs stand for 4, 5, 6 hours.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
And the pads, the cushions.
Not on the cushions. Last night I went to a party called Fat Slut.
who would play
you
her?
Were there. No. I went to a party called Fat Slut at Precinct.
How was it?
It was Mateo was DJing, and it's Meatballs Party.
Oh, love that.
And it's all slightly chubby go-go boys, which I love.
Oh, that's great.
I love big, chubby, roided out go-go boys.
Yeah, big, blubbery rolls. I'm going to put your head in them.
There was one who was at least 6'1", and just, I know there was a little more than nature going on there.
Yeah, sure.
He was,
you know, it's getting juicy.
Massive. Yeah. He looked like a Prius.
Wow.
A hairy Prius.
Or like a Prius.
A car.
A car.
Yeah. I wanted to put his whole body in my mouth.
Big dumper. Big, huge
everything
dumper.
Was big. Huge. Everything was everything big. And you know that it was really getting juicy. And you also know that he probably eats a lot. And so the dump itself was big.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Everything. Extra. He's Baconator fries. Everything. Yes. Yeah. Everything.
So it was all the people on the show. Great, 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 great. And then the contest was sexy eating contest, where people come on stage trying to win $100. They give them a plate of food and have to eat it sexy.
Sexy. Anybody do ravioli?
Rub it on the food, rub it on the body, rubbing it in the mouth, face in it, sitting on it.
Sitting on it.
Yeah. Rubbing food all over the body to try to win $100. It's amazing in a gay bar what people will do when the prize is
so
nothing.
Piddly, nothing. Yeah. But the fame.
But I one time took a picture of my cock at the BFD trying to win a bottle of vodka.
I know you did. Well, it's so, just the winning. It's just the winning. It's fun. Competition.
Well, glory is forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun story.
Have you ever entered a bar, like an amateur drag competition, a bar competition?
I did do a bar one, and then I won. It was the only one I did. And then that's
you were
it.
The only one competing?
No, it was just me and two others.
What about pageants? Where
that's what it
one
was.
One person competing. That happens a lot.
That's crazy.
It happens
that's
a
crazy.
Lot. Because these new queens don't care about pageants.
No.
So they're not.
Who's paying for it? And are they doing the whole thing? They're going through the whole rigmarole.
I remember hearing drag queens be like, well, I bought that system. I bought that pageant system. And I'm like, what's that cost? What'd that retail at? $19.95?
Damn.
Three easy payments on Klarma?
I mean, shit. There's like the pageant. Oh, I always forget about this. They need to do a more comprehensive documentary in like the whole Miss Gay US of A. US of.
Of A. What does that mean?
Miss Gay US of A.
Isn't Miss Gay USA and Miss Gay US of A? Aren't they separate?
I think Miss Gay America and Miss Gay US of A are separate. But there's
the branding issues there.
And also, I'll never get over this. Speaking of fat sluts, I'll never get over the fact that they say at large for plus size.
I like that.
But it's
what about classique meaning old?
Classique meaning old and elite meaning old. But at large, to me, that is so funny.
At large.
At large. Like the killer is still at large. The editor at large. It doesn't mean actually large. Do you know what I mean? I think that the literal.
I know that, but I don't think they know that.
I don't think they know it either. It's like, it's fucking hysterical to me. Miss Gay US of A at large.
At large. Well, doesn't at large mean like you're still out there doing that notorious thing you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. The killer is still at large. It's not been caught.
So
on the loose.
These people think, the news says the killer's fat.
Yeah. Miss Gay US of A on the loose.
You know what? If you're a young drag queen, the one that I think is worth competing for is anything Miss Club. Miss Club.
Miss Club?
Miss
Club.
Miss Club.
Miss Club Foot.
Miss Hair Lip. Miss Club Foot. Miss Hair Lip. Miss Trim Your Own Bangs. Miss Hooded Lids. Miss Veneers.
Miss.
No, Miss Club is like, okay, let's say you competed for the Miss Rocco's West Hollywood.
Oh,
if you usually win like a guaranteed number of bookings per month, every month for a year.
Okay.
Then you actually win work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's usually what you do win with in the systems.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was before. I don't know if it's still the way.
But if
yeah.
you win a preliminary for like a state competition, does it mean you get to tour the state? If you win the state one, I think you get to tour
if
the state.
If you win the national one, then you get to tour around.
Yeah.
But the nationals is not easy to do.
Like I remember, do you know Aurora Sexton?
Uh-huh.
Icon, if you guys don't know at home.
Yeah.
Some incredible. Of those amazing drag.
Incredible.
I saw her when she was Miss Entertainer of the Year, which is a national pageant.
EOY.
Yeah, and she was traveling to basically every club that participates in that system.
Yeah.
She goes to every prelim.
Yeah.
Her job for a year was to do that.
Yeah, that's incredible. Also, Continental.
We got to watch.
Continental.
We got to watch some Miss America pageants.
Or Miss Gay US of A.
If you could go back in time, would you have done more pageants, you think?
Fuck no.
I think I would have.
Really?
I think it would have made me a better drag queen faster. I think that those
people- Well, that's true. Yeah.
People who compete, they do better.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
But then again, Ginger told me about like comedy pageants and I'm like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
One of the categories is a spokeswoman where you walk on stage, they hand you an item, you have no idea what it is, and you have to try to sell it in a comedic way.
Oh, wow. So improv.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's great.
It's valuable skills.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sick of people not thinking I'm going to be funny just because I'm so hot.
Yeah, just because you're huge, heavy, sweaty tits doesn't mean that you can't tell a joke.
I've been feeling really bad about myself, but I also know that this is probably the best I've ever looked.
Okay.
And so that's difficult to not like what you look like, but know that this is the best it's been. Do you know what I mean? That's horrible. That's so horrible.
No, listen, we're in the land of make-believe, honey. we're living in, you know, listen, you can always change.
When somebody...
Snip, snip, yank, yank.
When I was at Fat Slut last night, I had a hat on, a beautiful, great orange hat that said, you know the Cheer logo for
Cheers?
No, Cheer, like detergent. Mm. It's a rainbow, it's a Cheer. It said Bear.
Okay.
It's Teddy Bear's merch, who was on the pod.
Gotcha.
He has great merch. And I had that on at the bar, and I didn't realize, because, you know, I like men of all sizes.
Yeah.
I like, especially if you have a good face, I really like whatever, I don't care. But somebody explained to me that a lot of times bigger guys are afraid to come up to somebody who's slimmer, like me.
Tiny.
Because they think that there's like, that they're not going to be into them.
Oh, okay.
That only big guys are into big guys, etc. Because this guy came up to me and was so friendly and nice. And I was like, everyone's so nice here. And I was like, oh, I have a hat on that says Bear. It's the green light. I'm giving them the green light. And
that's,
I'm like,
great.
God, I could have been nailed by extremely hot bears every day of the week if I would have known that you need to signal to them.
I know. Is there a hat that signals everybody? Is there a hat
whore
that signals? Yeah.
It says whore.
Whore.
Cum dump.
Yeah. Anon.
Anon cum dump.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm not a fluid collector.
A receptacle. I'm, I'm not a Bunsen burner.
I don't. Well.
So anyway, he comes up to me. He was so nice and hot.
Mm.
But you know, I was just there to vibe. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, this hat. And then Teddy explained to me, yeah, a lot of the bigger guys, they don't approach someone who doesn't look like them because they don't think that they're going to be into them. And I'm like, you shouldn't have to wear a hat that says Bear.
Yeah.
For people to feel comfortable talking to you.
But I guess you never know. I mean, like, I remember repeatedly hitting on this guy who was like, he's like, told me the first time, he's like, oh, you're not my type.
Did his hat say corpse?
That's why I went over and talked to him. I was like, oh, okay.
So you hit on him a few times.
Yeah, because I just forgot.
No, I've seen you go off.
Yeah.
In a way where you go,
I go like,
they don't really reciprocate, and then you'll wait a beat, and then you'll go again and go, oh, I'm sorry.
Goldfish brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I forget what just happened. We want to fuck me.
But you're also in drag when it happens.
Yeah.
And so you're riding the high of being the hot slut.
Yeah. Or just a slut. Yeah. I mean,
physically hot slut. Overheating, overheating slut.
Burning up slut. Yeah.
But I loved going to a party called Fat Slut.
I love that too. I love fat slut. I love fat bitch.
There's a fat bitch party?
No, but there should be.
Oh, that's cool.
You fucking bitch. You fucking bitch.
A party called fucking bitch.
You fucking bitch.
Do you miss having a monthly show?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. Yeah. It was fun. It's fun. I would love to try to think about doing one here. Maybe quarterly. I think quarterly is more the move because then it's like more of an event.
We could do one.
Yeah.
Like, we did the Globe or something 4 times a year.
That's too much. I want to do like a smaller place.
You hire other people to handle most of it and they just do your numbers.
Oh, the scale is too big. I want a bar show. I want like a chill. I want a tea dance essentially. Cause I don't want late nights.
That's what I want. I want like a monthly local, like
tea dance.
I DJ like a day disco.
Yes. From 4 to 7 or 4 to 10.
Yeah.
4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 10.
That's long.
6 to 10.
4 to 10.
6 to 10. 6, 10. 6 to 10. People arrive at 6. They dance from 6 to 8.
And then they go home. And they take the big car. And they go home. They go home, put on the big car.
Then I put on the TV. I go to bed. Yeah, but in bed by 11.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to leave.
Are you going to see the new Resident Evil movie?
I didn't know that there was one.
Resident Evil is my abusive daughter because I love the Resident Evil games.
Okay.
And the movies are all not good. But I still go because it's Resident Evil.
Is Resident Evil the one with the pyramid head?
No, that's Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Resident Evil, the first one was
Mila Jovovich,
Mila Jovovich, yeah. Little Red Dress, Zombie Outbreak.
Yeah.
And she's like a biological weapon. And she's like,
yeah, she's done a million of them, right?
Yeah, she's been a bunch of them. But you know what? David Silver, who's like a, I don't know what you call it. He knows everything about movies. What is that called?
A movie buff.
He also works in the industry, so maybe that's why he knows.
A movie professional.
He said that those zombie style movies do very well internationally.
Okay.
So he said that's, because I'm like, if they're notoriously not good, how do they keep getting made? Yeah. He said they do well internationally.
Gotcha.
Probably because the game franchise.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I always forget how big video games are. Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. Enormous. Big. Yeah.
What's big. The last game you played beginning to end?
It would have to be Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis.
Mortal Kombat 3?
Whatever was Sega Genesis.
That's the last game you played to the end.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
I know. It's a very long time ago. I
very jealous.
I stopped when I was a left to right girl. Left to right.
Once the dimensions started.
I said, not on my watch. It's too much to keep track of. It wasn't satisfying.
I know.
Left to right. You start and you finish.
You like two dimensional experiences.
Beginning, middle, end.
Well, life's already complicated enough.
Yeah. Plus Sonic the Hedgehog. That was the only one I went 3D with.
That's fun.
Although that was I don't think that was. Was that 3D? I guess it was. It wasn't left to right. I'm going to go kill myself.
That's the pod today, you guys. Thank you so much. Goodbye.